Saratoga Performing Arts Center has announced their presentation of Music and Mind with Renee Fleming, Harnessing the Arts to Heal and Connect. It'll take place this Thursday, August 14th at 4 p.m. at the Spa Little Theater. Five-time Grammy Award-winning soprano Renee Fleming, curator of the groundbreaking anthology Music and Mind, will host a discussion with a panel of experts exploring compelling research on the powerful connection between the arts and health. Again, it's August 14th at 4 p.m. at the Spa Little Theater, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Renee Fleming back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm great. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks.
Wonderful to have you on the program. Should mention you're also going to be performing with the Philadelphia Orchestra the next night on Friday night, doing Voices of Nature, the Anthropocene. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. I'm curious as to when it comes to this project and ultimately the anthology of how Music and Mind came about.
Yeah, well, the anthology came out of about 7 years of work that I had with the Kennedy Center, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Endowment for the Arts. And this was taking advantage of the extraordinary advancements in research on the benefits of engaging with art for our health and well-being. And I decided that I really wanted to reach a larger audience, so I thought that I would put together an anthology sharing the breadth of the work that could also serve really as an introduction to arts and health for, say, a class in a college or continuing education. And it was a labor of love. I'm very passionate about all of this.
What do you think the easiest way to make the case is for someone who's just coming into it, of that there is such a connection and that the arts is a very potent way to heal and connect?
Well, it's interesting. It's really technology that has driven the research. Our ability to see into the brain and understand more about the brain is how science has begun to understand just how beneficial these interventions are. And all of what we do in medicine and biomedical research requires rigorous science. So it's been really exciting to watch the whole field develop, both because of funding from the National Institutes of Health, but also programs like NeuroArts, which is based at Johns Hopkins and comes from the book by Susan May Salmon and Ivy Ross called Your Brain on Art, which has been a bestseller this past year. So there's a huge amount of excitement, I would say, in a real grassroots movement. People understand it intrinsically, and they see it. If you have someone in your family who has dementia and music is played, you can see them really literally come alive again. It's also fantastic for children. Parkinson's, there's so many benefits, mental health, and just general reduction in depression and anxiety.
You mentioned technology and arts and health, but the book does delve into topics like evolution and brain function and childhood development and all things that we think of, especially when a topic such as music and mind, of how all of that is connected.
Right. And, you know, I tried to organize the book in such a way that it not only would it try to cover the breadth of the work that's going on, but we also have artist chapters. So we hear from great artists like Yo-Yo Ma and Ben Folds and Mark Morris. There's so many ways of looking at this from various different perspectives. The authors, Ann Patchett and Richard Powers. And then, of course, on top of that, we have all these great scientists. And of course, I understand it all because of evolution. That was really my way in. Ani Patel's work at Tufts kind of explaining how understanding anthropology and evolution is what makes this such an obvious benefit.
Did you have personal stories and insights that you said, oh, I wonder what's going on here? Or was it, oh, this is going on here and this is part of something much bigger?
Well, what led me to it were my own issues with stage fright and with somatic pain, which was really a result of having performance anxiety. And so I just kept kind of trying to study and learn more about neuroscience. And that's what led me to it, because I realized when I met Dr. Francis Collins at a dinner party and said, "Hey, why are scientists studying music?" And he said, "We want to understand the brain." So that's what really led me to it. But I also found on the way, for instance, that my husband's aunt, who had late stage dementia, could sing words perfectly, lyrics to songs that she knew from her youth, and yet she didn't speak or know who was around her. So that was a real aha moment. You know, it is the last memory to go in people with dementia.
Just in listening to you talk over the last few minutes, you've mentioned both the Kennedy Center, you mentioned the National Institute of Health. Where are we on this? Because it seems like we're at a very fraught time when we're finding out more, and yet we're giving the arts much less.
Right, exactly. That is true. I mean, the Kennedy Center, I don't know if they're doing this work at this point. I doubt that they are, because the National Institutes of Health has had to stop because they've lost 40% of their funding, and the National Endowment for the Arts has also had to stop. So it's very disappointing. However, we have other organizations, and as they said, it's all over the country now that people are really continuing the research and very excited about what they're finding.
When you look at what they're finding, where does your optimism lie of all of this coming together and really teaching us and having us have a real sense of what is going on?
Well, when you think about the anxiety and depression alone that are sweeping through not just our country, but the world right now, to find that just being with other people in an artistic shared experience, whether it's singing in a choir or playing instruments together or being together in a museum and looking at art, these all have powerful benefits for us. And I do think that as time goes on, we will begin to turn to these activities. Certainly for childhood development, playing an instrument is incredibly powerful. And Asal Habibi at USC is now studying what it will mean to sing in a choir for children. So I think they're going to find that there are tremendous benefits across the boards in terms of engaging with arts in this way. And science, of course. You know, biomedical research to me is absolutely miraculous.
The exploration that you will be leading on Thursday, you will be doing an introduction and, of course, highlighting this intersection of music, neuroscience, and healthcare. But then there will be presentations. Give us a sense of some of the other aspects of the program.
Yeah, so I have a presentation that I've created this year that kind of gives the breadth of the findings at this point and an overview in a way with videos. I mean, it is kind of endless. You could continue to keep going with it and you'll never catch up. So that's the good news is that, but it also makes it hard for people to wrap their head around it because it is broad. And we want them to kind of imagine that human beings have been doing this since we really began, since the beginning of our time. One surgeon said it really well last year. He said, the amount of time in human history that didn't have music as part, for instance, of healing would amount to about 1 second.
Mm. 1 second.
Yes, exactly. So it's always been there and we've just forgotten about it. We're so engaged with technology and screens and so many other activities that we've to some degree left engaging with art a little bit by the wayside.
When you're backstage at seven of the most prestigious concert halls in the country and in the world, with fellow musicians and fellow artists, are they already well aware of this or are they becoming aware of it?
They're becoming aware of it for sure. Orchestras are way ahead. They're really already engaged. And, you know, the other advantage to it is that we're service providers. So performing arts venues, orchestras, opera companies, ballet companies. And so are healthcare providers in our towns and cities. And so enabling us to work together is beneficial to everyone.
This event on Thursday will precede you with the Philadelphia Orchestra, Voice of Nature, happening on August 15th at SPAC. Give us a sense of Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene, and how that work came about.
So it was a pandemic project. I made a recording with Yannick Nézet-Séguin that won a Grammy for Best Vocal Album. And I thought, well, that's all I need to figure out a way to take this on the road. And I really wanted us to have a media component, ideally film. And I just, you know, coincidentally met somebody who said they could introduce me to the CEO of the National Geographic Society. And I had a 2-minute Zoom, and they said, yeah, we'll make your films. And so I've been touring with it, and it's really beautiful. I sing live to either piano or orchestra, and the films accompany it. And there's another film that talks about National Geographic's work that they do, particularly in oceans. So it's such an important time, actually, to continue to hammer home the importance of this message and the importance of saving the planet.
Has it changed you as an artist?
Oh, well, you know, in the sense that I understand that we have a platform, you know, I sing every other night, probably to different audiences around the world. And it's meaningful to me at this point to be able to share things that I care about, both music and mind, and also Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene.
The performance comes on Friday night at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center with the Philadelphia Orchestra. And again, Music and Mind with Renee Fleming, Harnessing the Arts to Heal and Connect, takes place at the SPA Little Theater on the campus of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on Thursday at 4 p.m. That event is free, although you do have to register, and just go to SPAC.org, SPAC.org, to register and to find out more information about the Philadelphia Orchestra concert the next night. Renee Fleming, a great pleasure to have you on the program. It's wonderful to have you in the region, and I thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe. I really appreciate speaking with you as well.
Be well. Thank you so much.
You too.
Again, Renee Fleming will be with the Philadelphia Orchestra, Voice of Nature, on August 15th at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. The night before, Music in Mind with Renee Fleming, Harnessing the Arts to Heal and Connect, at the SPA Little Theater at 4 p.m. You can find out more about both events by going to SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.